You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Vision.
The next idea.
People mean very different things whenever they talk about innovation.
If you're arrested and you're charged with a crime, you'll likely be asked to post bail. We hear that term. Bail is, of course, the money a defendant hands over to the court in order to be released from custody until trial. So if you don't have a huge bank account, where are you supposed to find, let's say, $50,000? Traditionally, people go to a bail bondsman. Today's guest on The Next Idea has a different concept in mind. Judd Grutman got his law degree from the University of Michigan, and among various projects, he is working on developing a company called Vonzella, which would be a change to the current bail system. He's with us now. Judd, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thanks so much for having me.
So many of our listeners might not understand just how the bail bond system works. Can you briefly explain it to us?
Sure, yeah. It's a good question because it's something that happens to people every day across the country, and a lot of us don't know much about it. But so assume you get arrested and the state decides to move forward with a case against you. You go before a judge, and a judge decides whether to release you or not. And more often than not, the conditions of that release are financial ones, and this is usually what we consider to be bail, and that's a amount of money you have to pay to be released while you wait trial. And you generally get it back if you attend all your hearings.
What do you think this system does, or what does it mean to people accused of a crime?
Well, right now it's functioning in a way that it's really jeopardizing people's presumption of innocence, because the two options people have really aren't options for them. The first is to pay themselves, and like you were saying, you know, where do you get that money? And it's really difficult, and most people don't have that. The average American only has about $400 in savings, and so when you have bail figures that are really high, you know, it's just not an option.
Because the other option is you stay in jail, right?
Right. Well, or the second other option is that you can go see a bondsman. And the bondsmen, though, aren't necessarily an option for you either, and we know that because there are 500,000 people in this country sitting each day in jail simply because they can't make bail. So those would be customers for bondsmen, but they aren't being serviced.
What does the bondsman do? We hear that term, bail bondsman. So what does it mean if I'm accused and I don't have $50,000 and I reach out to a bail bondsman? What happens?
Well, so bail bondsmen are a lot of help to people sometimes. They basically step in your shoes and go before a court and promise that their client, you, will show up in court. And what they do is they take a percentage, usually 10%, of whatever the bail amount that's set by the court. And so they enable people to make bail because they don't have to bring up the whole amount of money.
So what's this alternative that you're working on, Judd? What would bail insurance be?
Yeah, we're basically treating being arrested like a fire or theft or a car accident. And what that means is that if you get arrested, we'd help you make bail. And so for a low monthly premium, again, we would help people out when they get arrested.
How'd you get this idea?
Well, I sat in a lot of courts across the country, and most of my time actually was in the 36th District Court in Detroit. And I just watched a lot of arraignments happen. And I, you know, you don't need an economics degree or any advanced degree really to see that it's obvious that the bail amounts that are being set are just not attainable for people. And so what's happening is like you were saying, a lot of people just get stuck in jail. And that has really negative consequences for them and their families and just about everyone else. A lot of people say that you're 3 times more likely to be convicted if you're awaiting trial behind bars. And those that are stuck behind bars generally receive 3 more years in time to serve. And so that's just devastating for people.
So how do you feel that Vonzella, this idea of bail insurance, would be an improvement over the current system?
Well, it really would empower people to know that they can make bail. And that's a big deal, because what's happening now is bail is being used as a major point of leverage to get plea deals out of people. So if people knew that they could pay bail in a very vulnerable period of time in their lives, it would make a big difference, because I think you'd see a lot of people not taking a plea for something they didn't do necessarily.
So who do you see as a potential buyer of this, of bail insurance? I know you're still setting the company up. So who would want this, do you think?
well, this is something that you could get for a loved one, not just yourself. So, you know, when you sit in a court, you see that there's a lot of mothers and aunts and grandmothers coming to arraignments and helping out their children and loved ones. So we definitely see this as something that can be bought both by people who have direct experience with the correctional system themselves and people who know of others. So we see this as just a way to really protect people's economic security, because when people are faced with bail, it really puts that in jeopardy.
Now, where are you right now in the process of making Vonzella a reality?
Well, we're ready to launch a product, but it's pretty difficult to do so because of the regulations associated with insurance. And this happens in all states, but Michigan is particularly difficult because of the financial barriers of entry to selling and advertising insurance. And so we've been struggling to get a product off the ground. I am a lawyer, and so I'm trying to, you know, follow the rules, but it's difficult to innovate and to bring something new to the market without really bringing something to the table that's not possible for a single person and for a new company. And so we're working on ways to bring pilots to cities so that we can test the model and prove to insurance carriers that we're worth partnering with.
So that's kind of the big hurdle for coming into Michigan is the insurance industry.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's generally sort of no room for waivers to get licenses to sell insurance. And so because of that, it's really limiting the market to traditional companies that already have significant assets.
Did I hear that this idea kind of occurred to you from reading about something called burial insurance that used to be popular in the African American community?
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. So over the progression of this company, an advisor from Penn Law School started working with me, and he was actually a tough sell at first in trying to get him to be an advisor for the company. But by the end of the call, he said, you know, you really need to read this book. And it was about how Prudential really had its roots in what they called burial insurance, which was a product that people who couldn't afford traditional life insurance products and also couldn't afford to bury their loved ones when it came to that unfortunate time, they sold this insurance product that enabled people to cover that life expense. And so when he and I finished our initial conversation, he was sort of leaving me with the feeling that, like, this was a modern day industrial insurance or a modern day burial insurance. And actually, since he and I have talked about that, there are other companies in foreign countries who are now selling burial insurance. So it is something that seems to be recurring. And I think it's because we are seeing a lot of economic inequality that's really affecting people and causing certain life events to be significant sort of disasters for people.
And speaking of the economic gap, what are you thinking in terms of what a monthly premium might be? Would this be affordable for lower income people?
Absolutely. I mean, that's who we have in mind. And after spending some time in Detroit, like I was saying, we really think we can get this to be at a low cost. I mean, that's competitive even with, you know, like a cell phone insurance product. We haven't set a price yet, but we think we can get it as low as about $10 a month.
Any sense of how long it'll be before this might be available in Michigan?
You know, I don't know. I'm trying to work now with a nonprofit organization to get a pilot going, and we're ready to do it. We just need to get approval from the state. So that's what we're working on.
Judd Grutman is the founder of Vonzella, basically giving people a chance to buy bail insurance. We want to thank you so much for being a part of the Next Idea, Judd.
Thank you.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.